Well, there's Chaley showing off a little bit, but I caught those last two mistakes you made. Anyhow, we're going to launch on a special tribute to a little concertina here, because this was sort of considered the instrument of the sea, always in popular culture, not until recently in maritime culture, because official museums didn't have the documentation of enough concertinas to definitely identify that they went to sea, when in fact they were one of the most popular instruments at sea, because they were very small and very convenient and very light and very, very cheap, which appealed greatly to the sailor in the 19th century and on into the 20th century. And mainly it could do practically anything that any instrument that had been going to sea before could do. It could substitute for a fiddle, it could substitute for a trumpet, it could substitute for flutes, or it could substitute for an organ. So any of those things you had right between your hands with a little squeezing going on, it was very nice to have. Here's an example, for instance, if it was back in the old days, in Elizabethan days, you had a lot of trumpets aboard ship. You didn't have fiddles, because fiddles hadn't been invented yet. But you had trumpets, and so anything that would go... You have a whole brace of trumpets like that. And you sing a nice, like patriotic song. Salute to the flag, for instance. See yonder bird. See yonder bright flag as it floats on the breeze. It is feared by its foes while it's young on the seas. Like a bird on the ocean, 'tis met all alone. But a deed of dishonor it never has known. But a deed of dishonor it never has known. In defending its rights, much blood has been shed. As an emblem of this sea, its borders all red. And then look to the center, the blue and the white. The assurance our cause, it is true, just and right. The assurance our cause, it is true, just and right. So long may it wave o'er the ocean's dark breast, till sun, moon, and stars sink forever to rest. May its gallant defenders forever prove true. With this wish flag of freedom, I bid thee adieu. With this wish flag of freedom, I'll bid thee adieu.
Or it could be sad, kind of fluty kind of things, like a song from On Board of a Whaler, the Three Brothers. Which was a 1846 journal tune set by Tim Laycock.
Clouds are upon the summer sky, there's thunder in the wind. Pull on, homeward high, nor give one look behind. Row on, another day may shine with brighter light. Fly, fly the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night. Like yonder river would I glide to where my heart would be. My bark should soon outsail the tide that hurries to the sea. Row on another day. May shine with brighter light. Fly, fly the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night. Bear where thou goest the words of love. Say all that words can say. Changeless affection, strength to prove, but speed upon the way. Row on another day, may shine with brighter light. Ply, ply the oars and pull away, there's dawn beyond the night. Row on, Godspeed the way.
thou must not linger here. Storms hang about the closing day. Tomorrow may be clear. Row on another day may shine with brighter light. Ply, ply the oars and pull away. There's dawn beyond the night. And it could be used as a fiddle, too. All those hit tunes of the day were mostly minstrel songs, and Irish dancing ditties and stuff like that. So you could do a... Play that fiddle there. One, two, three, four... Away from Mississippi's vale, with mild after forest sail, I crossed upon a cotton bale to the roses of Alabama. Oh, brown roses, roses of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is the roses of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is the roses of Alabama. I landed on a sallow bank and sat down on a hollow plank, and there I made the banjo twang for roses and the bambi. Oh, brown rosy, roses and the bambi. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is the roses and the bambi. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is the roses and the bambi. Well, after directly by and by, the moon rose bright as rosy's eye, and like a young coon out to slice the rose of Alabama. Oh, brown rosy, rose of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is the rose of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is the rose of Alabama. Now the river rose, the cricket sang, the lightning bug, he flashed his wing, and like a rope, my arms out flying round roses of Alabama. Whoa, brown rosy, roses of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is a rose of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is a rose of Alabama. Whoa, brown rosy, roses of Alabama. Oh, the sweet tobacco posy is a rose of Alabama. But that wasn't all it could be. It could be used for. It could be used for. Used for an organ. And it was used for an organ. The Salvation Army took up the concertina as its main instrument on the street when it would go. It would. You've heard of getting on the bandwagon. Well, that was part of what the Salvation Army did. They would get a wagon with a band on it, and they would roll back and forth out in the streets around the port towns and trying to get people to convert. And what they would do is that they had this actual horse-drawn band wagon with a real band on it, and then they had it corners around the city, whether Liverpool or other places that sailors would go. They would have individual preachers with concertina players singing hymns. And a concertina player would back up the hymns, and as the bandwagon came on, they would join, and everybody would march along, and they'd go to the next corner, and they'd pick up the next concertina player and singer, and pretty soon you had a dozen concertina players and a band and a bandwagon and a bunch of preachers and a whole crowd that had followed on along with us, and that's how the Salvation Army got to the sailors, by a big show. There's nothing like putting on a show to get what you need. But they used it for the most portable possible organ you could have. Here's one that was written by P.P. Bliss back in 1871, 72 sometime, just before he died. It actually is what I sang at my my mom's burial at sea. Light in the darkness, sailor, day is at hand. See o'er the foaming billows, fair haven's land. Drear was the voyage, sailor, now almost home. Safe within the lifeboat, sailor, pull for the shore. Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Safe in the lifeboat, sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore. Trust in the lifeboat, sailor, all else will fail. Stronger the surges dash and fiercer the gale. Heed not the stormy winds, though loudly they roar. Watch the bright and morning star and pull for the shore. Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Safe in the lifeboat, sailor, cling to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore. Bright gleams the morning, sailor, uplift the eye. Clouds and darkness disappearing, glory is nigh. Safe in the lifeboat, sailor, sing evermore. Glory, glory, hallelujah, pull for the shore. Pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heed not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Safe in the lifeboat, sailor, cling to self no more. Poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore.
Ooh. One thing that didn't get played with the concertina very much, even though it's probably most famous these days, is sea shanties. Because at sea, if you were working, you didn't have an extra hand for the concertina. Sometimes a fiddle player might play behind you, but even that was a little bit doubtful. But back in the folk revival, when the concertina came along, everybody played sea shanties with it. And this is sort of a challenge to Chaley to see if Pierre and John down below are going to be able to do those parallel fourths. Sound like English folk singers. Our boots and shoes are all in pawn. Go down, you blood-red roses. Go down, and now we're bound around Cape Horn. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. Whoa, you pinks and posies. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. It's corral you may, but go you must. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. If you growl too loud, your head they'll bust. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. Whoa, you pinks and posies. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. It's around Cape Horn we all must go. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. It's around Cape Horn through ice and snow. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. Oh, you pinks and posies. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. The bosun says before I'm through, go down, you blood-red roses, go down. You'll hate your mother for having you. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. Oh, pinks and posies. Go down, you blood-red roses, go down. arms around, gape stiff, we all must fail. Go down, ye blood-red roses, go down, it's around Cape Horn to hunt for whales. Go down, ye blood-red roses, go down. Oh, ye pigs and posies, go down, ye blood-red roses, go down, it's a one more pull and that will do. Go down, ye blood-red roses, go down, and you're the police to pull her through. Go down, you blood-red roses. Go down. Whoa, you pinks and posies. Go down, you blood-red roses. Go down.
Pierre and John acquitted themselves fairly well on that. Thank you. So far, we've gone from about early 19th century all the way through the end of the 19th century with what the concertina has to say, and Chailey here has done a yeoman's or yeowoman's job of being both a fiddle and a flute and an organ and a brass band, and here we have she's going to be holding the whole 20th century orchestra. From about 1942, she can become a big band now. Can you do it now? All right, we're going to try anyway. This was right after Pearl Harbor, and you may have heard in legend that at one point, while the bombs were falling, nobody knew what to do. They were trying to fight back like crazy, and along came one of the ministers, and when a gunner was shot down, he jumped into the gunner's seat and started firing away at the Japanese bombers. Didn't quite happen that way, but actually there was a real minister there, a sky pilot as they call them, and he actually, what he did was encourage people, and he helped pass the ammunition, and hence the great phrase that he was quoted as saying is, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition." Was made into a song for the war effort to inspire sailors to go out and fight back, which they did successfully. And it was a written by Frank Lesser, who did Guys and Dolls later, a bunch of other things.
Down went the gunner, a bullet was his fate. Down went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate. Up jumped the sky pilot, give the boys a look, and manned the gun himself as he laid aside his book, and shouting, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Oh, praise the Lord and swing into position, can't afford to be a politician. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea." Yes, the sky pilot said it, you got to give him credit, for the son of a gun of a gunner was he. Praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission, all aboard, we ain't a-goin' fishing. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Yes, the sky pilot wrote it, mind you, while I quote it, there is plenty of religion for you and for me. Oh, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
And that about brings us right up from the Elizabethan trumpets aboard ships in our tribute to Chailey Morse here on the concertina, and all the way up to big bands in 1941. So we're going to let Taylor herself say goodbye in her own native language, which is now a threatened language as English and Spanish and Chinese take over the world. But she'll say a last few loving words to sailors and see music take it away, Chaley.